Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What are the creeds of the Christian faith, and should they be believed or disregarded? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today to help answer that question is my colleague Eric Johnson, and we are going through an essay found on LDS.org. It's a gospel topic essay titled, Are Mormons Christian? We're moving a little bit slower through this than I thought we were, Eric. I thought it would be a little bit quicker, but we're trying to make our point here that some of the arguments that the author of this paper, this essay, we don't know who it is, but some of the arguments that are being made in this paper, I think are easily refuted in some cases. And that's what we're hoping to do. We're wanting to show why we feel that some of the reasoning in this essay are really not all that strong. They're really not all that strong. So today we are going to get into the creeds, because that is a huge bone of contention. Whenever you raise the subject of who God is or salvation, it's not uncommon for a Latter-day Saint to respond by saying, oh, well, you're probably getting that out of some man-made creed. We don't agree with those creeds. What does the essay say?
Well, it says this. In recent decades, however, some have claimed that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is not a Christian church. The most oft-used reasons are the following. So it's going to give three reasons. And so today, Bill, we're going to go through the first one, which is Latter-day Saints do not accept the creeds, confessions, and formulations of post-New Testament Christianity. So what they're saying is that we would use this against the Mormons and say, because they don't accept the creeds and the confessions and the formulations of what we think Christianity is, therefore they're not Christian.
First of all, before we get into this, Eric, let's describe what is a creed. For any of our listeners who may not really understand what that word means and how it's been understood within Christianity, because I think a lot of Mormons misunderstand that, that's for sure. So what is a creed?
Well, I'm looking at dictionaryreference.com, and it says this. Number one, it's a noun, any system, doctrine, or formula of religious belief as of a denomination. Number two, any system or codification of belief or of opinion. Number three, an authoritative formulated statement of the chief articles of Christian belief.
Oh, articles. That word sounds familiar, doesn't it? Have you ever heard of the Articles of Faith?
That's in the scripture in the Pearl of Great Price.
It's 13 points that Joseph Smith came up with when he was asked to briefly explain what his church believes. And it was known as the Wentworth Letter originally. And so Joseph Smith, in these very brief 13 points, explains the teachings of the LDS Church. It's not exhaustive by any stretch of the imagination, but they are called the Articles of Faith. And as you just stated, a creed could include articles of belief. And that's exactly what the Articles of Faith are doing. Now, just because they don't call them a creed, does that mean it's really not a creed? See, again, definitions are important.
See, I would never use the argument that because the Mormons don't accept the creeds, therefore they're not Christian. Because all a creed does is explains in terms that people today can understand, summarizing what is actually believed. Well, Christians get their beliefs straight out of the Bible. So what the creeds did 300, 400, 500 centuries after Christ is they wanted to summarize what is it that we believe. And so they went back to the Bible and looked at what the Bible had to say and then put it together into the Athanasian Creed, the Nicene Creed, and others like that. We don't worship the creeds. We don't sit around and say, oh, this is Scripture, but rather it reflects what Scripture has originally said. So I would say never tell a Mormon he's not a Christian because of the creeds. Say you're not a Christian because what you're rejecting what biblical Christianity has always taught based on what the Bible says.
I think you're making an excellent point here in that the creeds are to explain what we feel the Bible is telling us. Mm-hmm. Now, a Mormon may disagree with what we think the Bible is telling us, and they do, but that's what a creed actually is. And as you've pointed out so correctly, We don't place the creeds above Scripture. We don't look at the creeds as being Scripture. They are an explanation of what Scripture says. If a Mormon doesn't agree with that conclusion, certainly that's their prerogative. But what we find is in many areas where they disagree, these are not minor issues that can be ignored.
But when you use that loaded term of creed or confessions, a lot of Mormons are thinking exactly what the writer of this essay, Gospel Topics, is writing here. He says this: scholars have long acknowledged that the view of God held by the earliest Christians changed dramatically over the course of centuries. Early Christian views of God were more personal, more anthropomorphic, and less abstract than those that emerged later from the creeds written over the next several hundred years. The key ideological shift that began in the 2nd century AD after the loss of apostolic authority resulted from a conceptual merger of Christian doctrine with Greek philosophy.
Now, that statement is amazing to me for a number of reasons. Okay, if you're going to say that scholars have long acknowledged that the view of God held by the earliest Christians changed dramatically over the course of centuries, show me, Latter-day Saint, where Christians ever believe that God was once a man who lived on an earth and is the offspring of another God that preceded him, who was also a man who lived on an earth. Show me anywhere in Christian history where Christians believe that at all.
And you're exactly right on that. And then it says it changed dramatically over the course of the centuries. The way to fix that and determine what the Bible originally said is go back to the earliest that you can find, and then don't worry about what others have said. Throw that all away as, okay, they're speaking differently than what the Bible originally said.
You know what I think is also unfair about this statement, and I find it explained, I think, a little bit better in some of the other writings of BYU professors and such. They will often look at some of the questionable teachings that we find from, let's say, some of the early Christian fathers, the patristics or whatever, and they'll zoom in on, let's say, a teaching made by Origen. Now, we know Origen had some strange doctrinal ideas. Okay, everybody admits that. But I would say even Origen would say that his speculations were not to be embraced as orthodoxy if it didn't fit what the biblical model was telling us. But the Mormons will often zero in on some of these guys throughout Christian history. And they will say, see, look at how they're changing their views, when really what we have here is a case of perhaps one individual or maybe a few individuals that are holding to a doctrinal position that is outside of the biblical norm. So it would be unfair to draw the conclusion that the view of God was changing dramatically throughout Christianity. I don't see that when I read church history.
And when you talked about on an earlier broadcast about how their footnotes were referring to all these different books from supposed Christians and others who might have agreed supposedly with their view, you mentioned one of them was Bart Ehrman. Bart Ehrman was somebody who used to be a Christian, no longer is. I think agnosticism would probably define him, but they quote him as being an expert, which, if you look at what he has to say 2,000 years later, has nothing in common with what these earliest church fathers were talking about, let alone the writers of the Bible.
Well, what have Mormon leaders actually said about these creeds? Because I think that's important. This isn't just a slight disagreement. It is a huge disagreement. And I think some of the statements that Mormon leaders have made about the creeds will put a lot of this into perspective. For instance, 15th President Gordon B. Hinckley. This is not going back in the 19th century. This is pretty recent. This quote that I'm going to be looking at is found in the November 1998 issue of Ensign magazine. It was a conference statement that he made, and it's found on pages 70 and 71. What does he say there?
He says, "We do not accept the Athanasian Creed. We do not accept the Nicene Creed, nor any other creed based on tradition and the conclusions of men."
Now, let me ask this. Would he be telling us that he doesn't agree with absolutely anything in those creeds? Because when I've talked to some Mormons and I quote from the Nicene Creed, there seems to be quite a bit of it that they would probably say yes to or have said yes to. But you see, what Hinckley does is he throws the whole thing out. There might be some portions in there that certainly Hinckley doesn't agree with, but does that mean that the creed is entirely wrong? If he thinks that the creed is not in harmony with what the Bible says, then demonstrate that.
Mm-hmm.
These things have been debated for centuries and centuries. It's not like they were brought up on the top of somebody's head and just written down and everybody goes, okay, that sounds good, George, we'll go along with that. No, these things were hashed out over sometimes a long period of time. And these people were very meticulous and wanted to be very precise in explaining what they thought the Bible was saying about these topics. We also have Hinckley cited in the Church News, an article titled The Nature of God. This was July 1st, 2006, on page 2. What does he say?
Our Catholic friends, our Protestant friends, give us their definition of deity in the Nicene Creed, but that's just a creed that came of the discussions of men. The marvelous thing is that the boy Joseph was able to testify of the real nature of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ. And that makes it possible for you and for me to understand our relationship to them. Each of us is a child of God, a son or a daughter of God in a very real sense, and we can pray to Him and He will hear and answer our prayers.
What I take out of this sentence is he says, the Nicene Creed is just a creed that came of the discussions of men. Are you telling me, Latter-day Saint, that your leaders don't sit around and have discussions on various issues? Because we know for a fact that when the 1978 priesthood revelation, quote unquote, came out, that came about as a discussion. They were discussing these issues. And so are we to say that the conclusion was wrong because they were discussing this? It just seems odd that they would use that as an argument.
And if you're trying to summarize what it is that's believed, I don't think, again, you can go after that creed. You have to go after the original Bible that they're using. Does anybody go after the articles of faith that you were talking about? Because how do we know these 13 articles are to be trusted? Well, the Latter-day Saint will say, well, because it coincides with our religious system and the viewpoints that we have. Okay, granted. So then Joseph Smith was just summarizing the view you had. Well, in the same way, these creeds we're summarizing the view that the early Christians had based on what the Bible says.
And I think that's an important thing to remember when we're having this discussion, because it really comes down to what is the final authority. Christians have historically, hopefully, looked to the Bible as being that final authority, and Mormons look to this latter-day authority as being the final word. We certainly do have a different epistemology, which of course would warrant us coming up with different conclusions. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that is eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.